Hello, Mugs of the White Noise podcast.
Hey.
Episode. Dub in the right number, please. This week, speaking of dubs, it's Max Smith.
Yeah, what up, boys and girls and men and women?
The way you said and girls amongst all those was weird.
Really?
Real weird, yeah. And girls!
No, I didn't say it like that, man.
That's Go
it.
On.
Cool. And girls!
Bit fruity.
Well, that's fine then.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Problematic start to the podcast.
You think that's fruity? Watch this. And Tom Looney.
Looney. Guys, great to be here.
Cheers,
what's
guys.
Was fruity.
And David Rees.
Yes. Thank you. Where's the energy?
Ooh, you sure about that?
Is that your intro? Yeah.
Yes. Over in the corner we have Ethan James, our producer.
Hello, men and women.
Well done.
Thank you.
Where's the women
in here? Calm down, Max.
Desperate.
Desperate.
What a reason for yo.
This week we have a great debate. Our second ever one. Well, we did the one on our previous podcast. Which was great. North versus South.
Yeah.
Were you in that?
We represented, me and Max.
Oh, you didn't represent anything. You swapped teams like two arguments in.
He kept his cool. Do you know lost your southern rag, mate.
Yeah.
They're good.
The thing I agreed with them on was the water situation. You do have better water than
You've got hard water.
It's good.
Yeah. You're not supposed, give me the hardest water you can get, mate.
You're not supposed to admit that in a debate, though. You know what you're trying to score.
You're after ice.
I feel like if someone was to go, oh, that's a fair point, I'd appreciate that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, get ready to say that, mate, yeah?
Don't do that.
More of that, please.
Stay tuned for that. Hungry for that.
Before anything else, Dave, our previous guest, Ryan Locke, gossiped saying, you had an audition. He's going, Dave's got a big audition. How was it?
Yeah, it went really well. It was a audition for the CBeebies.
Okay. Ballamory's coming back. Is it linked?
No, I don't think so.
The Ballamory house is up for sale. We hear about this?
Well, the yellow one?
The green one. The one that... The yellow one? The green cottage that Mrs. Watson had. It was
the ginger lady?
Mrs. what?
Mrs. Green.
Is it Mrs. Toon? No,
Mrs. Green.
Mrs. Green in the greenhouse?
Mrs. House?
Greenhouse, that's funny.
Nice. We'll find out.
Thank you, I'll take it.
Anyway, it's up for sale.
Yes, get one.
Whereabouts is it?
See you wanking in the greenhouse. you like veg that much.
Helps them grow, innit? Question, if you were to buy the greenhouse, would you be in the next season of Ballamory?
Is it like a...
Is it not just one street? Like
so I don't know. So the owners of the...
Blackout windows.
The owners of the cottage.
Just putting your hand over the camera. Didn't agree to this, actually. Miles Jupp's doing my heading up there in his castle. He's invented a drone. That's fucking annoying.
Your audition.
CBeebies, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the show was called, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, even if I did remember it.
What's the... It's an offensive slur.
No.
Bold play. By the Beeb.
They're trying something.
They're doing something different this time.
They're reaching a different audience.
It will get views, to be fair.
Exactly.
The first episode,
it's
at least.
A click,
Jim Davidson presents. So were you in person for the audition? Or was it?
No, it was a video one. So
that's annoying for you because you're right by CBeebies.
I know, literally round the corner.
Could have said that.
And they were asking for people specifically located in Manchester as well. So they literally round the corner.
Joel would have been good. Well, what I would have done.
Go on.
I would have done it on my laptop, and then as I'm doing it, I'm walking to
outside. Love that.
Definitely wouldn't have got mugged.
Yeah. Done it outside the CBeebies studios. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Is that you? It's not. Right. No, you're outside of Costa there. Just bowing, dropping your laptop.
Yeah.
Good scene.
Again. from the top. So it was about like...
Just wandering up Trafford Road.
Waiting for a car. So it was like I had to play a villain. Which
like
was quite,
a racist.
Quite enjoyed.
They're actually the good guys in the show.
I was a Nazi.
You know, and that's why I went for it. So I had to play a villain, and his name was Samey Sam. And
Samey Sam.
The way Samey Sam is spelt, I thought it was Sammy Sam.
Right.
It was a good job I got Ryan to read the script first, because
Sammy Sam sounds better than Samey Sam.
Well, his name's Samey Sam because he's a villain, and like his villainess is like everything's got to be the same.
Okay, like Reform.
Hates things that a bit like the same.
Hates things that are different.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, they had a load of fun with it. Like,
it's ironic. Sammy Sam is sort of the same.
Samey spelt as the same. It was a lot of fun. So they asked me to do two versions. I did one very over the top, like, you know me. And the second one I had to tone down just in case they didn't want it. It's been a while since I've heard back. So I don't think I've got it.
It was Sammy Sam.
Ryan!
You got Ryan to read your script with you.
You're going
to
watch that show and it's going to be Ryan playing that part. Yeah.
Cut for his interview where he's walking down the road, you know. But no, it was fun. It was good in the sense of, like, I'm finally getting stuff back again. You know, it was like I'm not out of touch anymore.
We also spoke to Ryan about when I suggested, I said, Ryan, is there anything sexual going on in the flat between you and Dave?
Mm.
And he was so defensive.
I don't know why he gets so defensive.
He was so defensive of it to the point where I thought, Ryan, that's too defensive.
Yeah.
And he's refusing to watch Brokeback Mountain in case he gets an erection. He worked that out. Are you sensing anything different with Ryan?
Not in particularly. Like, he likes... He's started... No.
What's he started doing? Is there something?
No.
Definitely something.
I always like throw, you know, when you're joking around, flirting with your mate. You're like, oh, nice bum today, Ryan.
Always do that.
To get a bit of banter back.
Yes.
And he
just scurries off into his room, locks the door.
I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if we just kissed right now, Ryan? And he's having none of it. You know?
So you do that. You do this kind of stuff.
On Ryan, but mainly on Callard.
I can see that.
To get like a rise out of Ryan.
To make him jealous. Yeah. It just never works.
So he's being genuinely defensive. That's
he is, yeah. I'm like, it's only a bit of banter, Ryan. Yeah. Come on. Just touch it.
Be a laugh, mate, wouldn't it?
Come on, mate. Think of the bands we would have.
That's it.
Think of the stories.
You would be a story.
It would, exactly.
Yeah. Is there anything else going on? Anything else you're trying?
Playing a lot of Pokemon at the minute. Well into Pokemon. I was back in the day, you know, when you're a kid and that. But yeah, got really back into it.
What Pokemon are you playing? I forget.
The new one, Scarlet.
What is it now? What's this on?
Switch.
It's on Switch.
I went out and bought a Switch just to play this game.
Right.
Spent about 200 quid just to play a game that I'm going to be obsessed with for a week.
Worth it?
No. At a minute, yes.
When did Ryan get a Switch?
Yesterday as well.
He got a Switch.
Yeah, he bought a Switch.
Well, that's weird, because he owes you money, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, he owes me quite a bit of money.
Really?
Does he still owe you?
He still owes me.
What?
Yeah. I would have gone, that's mine.
And I had to pay it. Because his car got declined.
Oh, no.
Ryan Locke.
And he still won't touch
Imagine
it.
Imagine saying to your mate, could you buy me a Switch?
When are you owe his money?
Yeah, yeah. His car getting declined, and he was doing the look of...
Can you make it a bit louder so you can hear it? Yeah.
Dave, come look at this. Oh, look. Oh, that's weird. can you just...
Shocking.
But he did book squash. We're
it's
even.
Like 7 quid,
you have to pay when you get there. I called up. And there's a booked a shower. You can pay for that, please.
And he earns more than me. But hourly, that is. I don't know about monthly. But
I feel like you're to blame here, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just too much of a pushover, you know.
He's walking all over you.
But the thing is, it's one of those. I know where he lives.
That's true.
Yeah. You know,
you can burn his house down,
the lock.
Yeah, that's true.
For it.
Yeah.
At least pay half. It's your duty.
It's still your door.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying this episode, then you'll love our Patreon. We have weekly episodes and a monthly
£4
special. Yeah, it is. It is. You're right.
How much?
£4.
Damn. In this economy?
Such a beg, mate.
We've got all sorts going on, haven't we? We've got
uncensored episodes.
I said the word.
Can't use that. Can't use that.
Granny's.
You need a therapist. God, stop.
Anyone?
Stop. I haven't even heard you say these things before.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever
seen lying for this. Though. Lying for a preview.
Stupid.
Do you want to say something?
No.
Max, just read here.
Hello, mate.
Did you genuinely write this? You wish you could have a big... clean a big warehouse?
Oh, mate, honestly. I'm just, you know when you're just trying to think of things to put down in the podcast document and you're going, what's new in my life?
You want to clean a big warehouse?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Why?
Just a big messy warehouse and I'd be like, oh, that'd be amazing, wouldn't
it? What's it messy with, like, what, excrement?
Yeah, just a big shit warehouse. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, those famous warehouses.
Stirred all the booze.
Just the sewers at that point.
A giant sewer.
No, I don't want to clean a giant sewer.
What are you going to do with it when you've restored it to its former glory?
Well, I don't know. I'd just be like, all right, that's 100 grand.
What's in this storage?
I've been cleaning the cellar at work.
Yeah. Mm.
And just seeing that transformation to me is like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that sort of stuff.
I get it.
You know those houses that you see, you see those TikToks where it's like, oh, we found a hoarder's house.
Yeah.
And we've transformed it. And just seeing that transformation for me is like, that's pretty cool. Wow.
Pretty impressive.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you not feel like when you start something, like, especially with cleaning, like you're going, oh, why did I start this for? Now I've got to finish it. Do you feel that?
No.
You don't feel that?
I just put my headphones in, listen to some cool stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So that feels like community service, though. Yeah.
Mm. Well, no, as I put, I'd like to get paid for it. I wouldn't do it for free. But it's still something nice. I don't know.
I see houses that have like fallen into a bit of disrepair, and it's like, I don't know what's happening with them. Who owns them?
Yeah.
But they've been there for a long time, boarded up, but structurally they still look okay.
Mm. The sound.
I'd love to just get in there.
A couple of bin bags, some marigolds.
I saw one that was James Corden's, apparently, and it was abandoned in Essex.
James Corden's abandoned house?
Yeah.
What, his childhood house?
No, it was like a big...
Oh, right, proper.
Big one. You see that quite a lot with celebrities, like supposedly abandoned places.
I have a favourite one. Do you know where... do you know where... does anyone know Cheerleum near the station? Where the Blockbuster used to be. Is a Tesco now. Majestic Wines. Anyway, it's just behind there. There's a passageway, right? There's a passageway from the main road to an estate. And in between
like
that...
Sounds like a trap, listeners. Right? Don't go.
You go over a little railway bridge, and before you get to the end of the passage onto the estate, there's just one random house tucked in next to the... railway track, completely overgrown. Like, there's land there, but it's completely overgrown. It's like a little pocket on its own.
Imagine.
I would love to restore that to somebody.
It's old man Looney's place.
It's over the railway tracks.
Fucking both. Bradley,
if you make it past there, you won't make it past the warehouse. You'll be turned into a mop.
Just on my rocking chair.
Yeah, there's me with my bags of shit, apparently. Yeah, brilliant. The warehouse full of the stuff. Human, mate.
Just warning people about your warehouse.
Be wary. Warehouse?
Yeah, be wary. Yeah, that's there we go.
Thank you.
That's the title of
Thank
this.
Thank you. Be wary.
Of,
House.
Do you like cleaning up?
No.
It's the worst task ever.
Yeah. The only thing I like is gardening. I like gardening a bit.
I think that's the same sort of thing, though. Yeah.
But, oh, no, I don't like cleaning house. Dust.
Never been into gardening. I haven't never had a garden.
Right.
When I was a kid, like, my family house, well, they've obviously had gardens and that. But I just don't think I was trusted.
Yeah.
You know. If you're on your balcony and you look down, there's all that grass around your place. Yeah, you could go there and just.
Yeah. That's true.
One of the bushes is ruined where I fell in it.
Today?
Dip in it. No, not today. Just looked at it today, and Ryan said, oh, that's where you fell in it. I said, Ryan, you should have fixed that when I left.
Mm. Ethan ruined a bush the other week, didn't you?
He likes that retro minge.
I don't know actually what you're talking. Oh, sorry.
You're flapping now. I've never seen you get that shade of red.
I was really worried then. Tom's car battery died.
I left my lights on.
Yeah.
Popped into the office for a minute.
Dogging.
Exchange a few pleasantries.
There was no dogging. That wasn't the bush getting destroyed. No, Tom's car battery was gone. I've never done anything like mechanical with a car before. So
really?
This was a new thing
it
for
was.
Me. Yeah, I felt
real man
badly.
Stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was sweating. I had like a vest on. I was like, you know, in the sun, swiping my brow. Felt very on top of the world.
What were you wearing
underneath? Hang on there. Mm. Battery died because the lights were on, but the sun was shining.
Oh,
what's going on here, player?
So, do you want the truth or do you want to just carry on with?
Yeah, I'd like some of the truth. Okay.
It was shucking it down outside. It was horrible.
No, so the weather was fucked. Do you remember? Were you?
It's a Saturday.
You were. I don't know if it was your experience.
Oh, this weekend was really torrential. Yeah,
but the week you were away, honestly, like half an hour, bright sunshine, torrential rain, sunshine, rain. So when I drove to the office, it was so dark and foggy. I put my lights on, pissing it down. By the time I got to the office, bright sunshine.
So I didn't know it was Ethan. I was fucking.
I didn't see the lights on, and then yeah. But so we're fucking in the rain. Anyway,
but I drove over.
It was really tough because I was up against a wall.
You trapped him.
There was nowhere to go.
No one goes to the office on the weekend.
So Ethan had to get as close as possible and he ran over a bush.
Oh, jeez.
And we just about managed it, didn't we?
Oh, we're just about. There's always a way.
Oh, yeah.
Max, you anyway. Give blood.
Yeah, donate some blood.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
What's your blood type?
A positive?
Is that the one where you can have any?
I think so.
Blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Basic blood, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's good blood, man.
Run of the mill blood.
You can get, mate.
It's bottom shelf blood.
No, top shelf, because everyone can use it.
Blood.
Would you donate sperm?
I think that's very different.
He was giving blood.
That's on me.
It was.
Trying to fund this new warehouse.
And everyone else. I don't think I'd donate sperm.
You wouldn't?
No, God, no.
How much? Is there a price?
I've got an idea for my show. I deal with this guy hoarding all his sperm and I just clean him out. Over one wonderful summer, I just take everything off you. And you're done.
How much?
You're not getting paid.
Everyone has a price.
Yeah, I guess so. Would you donate sperm for a price?
For a price? Oh, probably.
Yeah,
but it's Harvey Price.
Oh.
And he runs off and he's cackling as he runs away, and you know he's up to no good with that.
Yeah. Drops it all down.
I mean, that's probably not the worst case scenario of what could happen with my sperm. It gets spilled in an unfortunate accident.
As soon as he turns and runs away, he spills on himself.
That's going for the villain in your CV.
Can he be covered?
I'll get him
sperm
next time. What's it like giving blood?
You never done it before?
No. Ooh. I will do though.
Yeah, good man.
On just next week's Patreon.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's a great one.
Is it?
We'll do it.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm away next week. I'm doing it elsewhere. It's off camera, but it's happening.
You just sort of sit there and they stick a big needle in your arm.
Last week we forgot to mention you had someone living in on your sofa.
Did I?
I swear you said someone.
Your friend's house
on your sofa
burned down and they were
living
on
my sofa. They're in the hospital.
You've added?
It's definitely something you've added, because they're in hospital right now with a cast on their leg. I'm not letting them in my house.
Okay. So
they burned their last one down.
So I think
that's true. That's
but
true.
What was real, though, I did add something on. But your friend jumped out of a first floor window because of a fire.
Yeah, so he woke up in the middle of the night and there's like a big beeping sound. Wakes up and there's like smoke coming in from downstairs.
Or an episode of Brum.
Oh.
No, it was
first
this
floor. Is that the ground floor?
No,
right,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. It's broken. He sprained it. He landed on it. Funny.
It shattered. Broken three places. His leg.
Jesus.
Yeah.
First floor.
Yeah.
You got a
weak bones, mate. Weak bones.
Yeah.
Ryan Locke fell from a first floor window.
Yeah.
Did he?
He did.
He ran it off.
Yeah.
And then the next day he didn't.
The thing is, you don't look at Ryan and say that's a well man.
Yeah.
You know. No. He probably needs some hospital time.
Yeah, you look at him and go, he's fell out of a third story, landed on his head, and somehow fine. You know, it's his hairline proves it.
When I used to live in an apartment,
yeah,
I was six floors up, and we had cladding. I thought, what is the plan if there's a fire and we're stuck in here? I'm going through the slug and lettuce.
Do you think you could drop from balcony to balcony? Do you think you've got it in you?
No, I was just going to do one big jump.
They'll work.
Land on their, they had them curtain things, not curtains, umbrellas, didn't they?
I was going to die.
Yeah. Me and Ryan have got these two trees right opposite. The trees opposite our balcony.
You're not
right
making it.
We've always thought if there was a fire, you'd cut yourself up. Don't
aim for
wrong.
The bushes.
Yeah, exactly. What's that? Yeah. Step Brothers, not Step Brothers.
Nope.
And you land the other guys. Ethan's big pubic bush and bounce back up.
Whoa! Back into the fire.
My guy shampoos that.
Sure, shampoo.
Do you have a big bush?
I was wondering about this. I am Jewish shaved. I don't think I've shaved. I've shared that though.
But, you're Jewish shaved.
You just did
circumcised.
Jew. Oh, that's what I was thinking. You is. Are you circumcised?
No, you said, I think he said Jew. Jew. Like I'm due to do it.
Oh,
I think you meant Jewish shaved.
I'm,
you're circumcised.
I did mean D-U-E, but I am circumcised. God, yeah.
Really?
Circumcision called the Jewish shave, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
Weird slang you're using. Yeah,
man. Is this something you did recently, or?
When I was 18.
18?
Wait,
18?
You shaved since you were 18.
No, sorry.
I thought, Jesus.
Circumcision, I thought we were talking about.
Jewish at 18?
No, I'm not Jewish. I got circumcised.
Sorry. 18.
Jewish at 18?
Circumcised.
My God.
I got circumcised at 18. It wasn't for religious reasons. Right. It was for medical
grounds. The Royal Navy had that. Jewish at 18. Shop worker at 19. On a podcast in 24.
Yeah.
Max.
Hello.
You fell down an escalator in the Arndale and landed on a child. A group of youths saw my great podcast clips and laughed. That's wonderful.
Ah, you bastard.
What happened to the child?
He's got her.
Yeah, some knobhead keeps putting random stories in the bloody podcast chat. I've not been to the Arndale for weeks.
Because of what happened.
Yeah. Sure. Tumbling head over heel. Is that right? That's a saying, isn't it?
Tell me you've got new eczema cream.
Yes, Stephen, I have.
You got eczema?
I thought that was of the youth.
No. Dermavate, for those who knows.
Those who knows?
Yeah. It's got to do a lot of heavy lifting, this one. I've had a bit of an outbreak, but the early signs are looking good. Damn my hips. But yeah, it's...
I feel
positive.
Sad.
Well, there you go.
Where's eczema? Do you get like lowly little bumps? They are little bumps, aren't they? Eczema?
I get discoid eczema, so it's like coins.
Oh, okay.
So coins.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so it starts out like a little dot and then it just goes into like a coin.
Could it be your face wearing a crown? That'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
That would be
would
weird.
Be weird.
Did
that
it change when
weird.
The Queen died?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Cool.
Thanks for moving
on
up.
From that, guys.
we're the jokes about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I know two people are going to fucking get him for that.
Christ.
What else have you got there, Stephen? Go on.
This one's got a bit more to it. Yeah. You went out in Didsbury on a Saturday night for a pub crawl.
Oh, cheers for the invite.
That reeks of Ethan, but now it's you.
Yeah, friend's birth. I was busy during the day. What did I do? I did Paddock for the Chelsea game. And if you remember, it was pretty nasty evening. Torrential weather.
Oh, the rain. Yeah.
Great, wasn't it?
So I'm thinking, I've got to go join this pub crawl. And obviously, I'm not really drinking at the minute. So yeah, I went out to Didsbury and it's just, when you're having a drink and going pub to pub in fucking torrential rain, it's hard to get yourself
it's
up
miserable.
For when you're not really drinking. Yeah. So I had a vodka.
Just one?
One double goose.
Nice.
Yeah, just to take the edge off and then I swiftly left. So I think I made about 3 pubs. Of the Didsbury dozen.
I was going to say, was it the dozen?
Yeah, so I joined halfway through.
Yeah, we're doing a pub crawl in Didsbury. It wasn't the Disbury dozen. Yeah. I don't know what that would be.
Dave's alternate Disbury.
The Disbury 12. Oh, that is a
Yeah. Oh, just because you go outside and then you piss wet through and then you're in a pub for what, like half an hour?
Yeah. Can be bleak. I had my first medical a couple of weeks ago.
What have you been up to, Stephen?
Cool. Yeah.
Little
medical, what for? Are you getting your lump checked out?
No.
Lump?
Oh. You get attached to it?
No. Yeah. I'm just.
It's growing on you, isn't it?
The stuff. Hopefully not. Yeah, I walked in and. Because I was late for the medical because. They'd booked my Uber, but the place it took me to just wasn't. It was Deansgate, and the guy was saying, "Yeah, this is Bishopsgate." I don't know where Bishopsgate is, but this isn't it.
For
Deans. And I was like, I entered in the postcode that I could see on his phone, and it was like 5 minutes up the road, and they were calling me saying you're late. I was like, "Yeah, I'll be there any minute." so I was trying to explain to the Uber driver, "Look, it's there," and he's going, "No, it doesn't say it here." I said, if you enter that postcode that you've got there, it'll tell you. And he was like, yeah, it's a 10-minute walk. It's a 3-minute drive. And so after waiting a while, he then took me because I just wasn't getting out.
You go into a medical and the guy's going, you may as well walk it. It's only 10 minutes.
Yeah. So I get in and then because I'm late, I walk through the door and this woman comes up to me and gives me a little pot and goes, can you...
piss in that?
Well, do a sample, please, she said.
Oh, right, yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah, sure. And then I waited a second and went,
which one?
What sort of sample?
Of urine.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
It's a good job you asked.
Yeah.
It's got all three in. Make do with that what you will.
Like a layered dessert.
Like a trifle.
If you put goo on the lid, then that sells at Tesco. Let's scoop this through a warehouse. Bit of me in there somewhere.
My face in the front.
Away bits.
Max is good.
Covered in it.
All three are brown.
But yeah, I did a medical. I didn't really know what was going on.
A medical? How does that work then? You go in, you give you a little pot.
Is that where they pump your arm?
Yeah, they do that. Yeah. Get my heart rate, and then they you put a bunch of things on to do an ECG.
Yes.
And then the fitness test was me standing up on a block for 5 minutes, going up and down with a block that moves. I thought, this isn't great.
Jesus.
Then yeah, it's just all fine.
I'd love to do a medical. Just get all of it done.
I can't remember the last time.
No testy check.
Did you get your testy check, man?
Or the bum?
You should have asked.
No, I didn't.
Why are you down there?
More just checking my heart.
And what is... Now, a while ago.
The video got posted recently, but it's now ages ago, where I met Tom Aspinall, the big UFC heavyweight.
Yes, I did see that.
For the Sidemen thing. But that was one where the producer messaged me saying, we're coming to the North. What is there anything you think we should do? Initially, they were going to do... football with Wayne Rooney at Old Trafford's training ground, and then that fell through. And I said, oh, we could do some self-defence stuff because, you know, I've been mugged in Manchester. I think it could be funny. Mm. And I said, oh, and Tom Aspinall's not far from Manchester, so that could be really good if you get him. And then that happened. And then when we got outside his workout place, I just didn't want to go in.
Oh, really?
Because I'm wearing a top that says, don't bully me, I'll come.
Oh.
And it's like, right, Stephen, you're going in first. And I was thinking, oh, this isn't how he should meet me, if ever.
Time.
Yeah, he doesn't need this in
what
his
What was
day.
The reason you were wearing that T-shirt? Just a style
they,
choice
we
of the day?
We went to Flex Palace, and then they picked a T-shirt for me.
Mm.
I really wanted the What About Greggs, which was, I think, my minge tastes like Greggs.
Yeah.
So that smelled fun.
Yeah.
But no, I got that.
Playful.
And then he's got this big Alsatian, which is like a guard dog. And then someone referenced that was in there. So I thought, oh, God, if it sees me, it's not used to seeing me. What if I've got that going after me? And people are just memeing me, saying, oh, he's coming us. Yeah, the dog's getting him.
Oh, way to go.
So when we go in, he doesn't really have much of an idea what's going on. He's just got four weirdos wearing novelty T-shirts.
Mm.
And then, yeah, we do some stuff. And then there's a few bits where it was him sort of training us and him... He had me in a headlock at one point, lying on me. And he's like, right, Stephen, you've got 10 seconds to push me off. And after two, I was thinking, why am I even bothering? So I think I moved a little bit.
He's
and
a unit, isn't
he? And he tightened.
Yeah.
I was thinking, this is stupid. Mm. Yeah, it was hideous.
Did he explain beforehand like how you might push him off?
Yeah, but there's no.
It doesn't matter.
No
does it,
point because he's also showing how to stay on top.
Mm. Right. Okay.
He's a heavyweight and all. Like,
yeah. But, he's a brick. Yeah.
I know he's good.
Big guy. Big guy.
Do you reckon if all of us were to fight him at the same time,
absolutely battered,
we're all dead?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's cleaning us out. One punch at a time.
Oh, he has a license to kill.
Yeah. Like snakes. I'll be between his
we're
legs.
Serpents.
Yeah.
I'll just say this so he hits me a little bit less than you two. Watch out for these two, mate. They've got a plan. And I'll just lie down.
Plans for plans, man.
Just grasp lie down, coming. Up. Three of us.
I reckon he wears Ethan like his UFC belt, just has him round his waist. There's a part where he picks me up and moves me, and I was just feeling sick for the rest of the day, thinking, You can do that. People can do that.
Yeah,
you just move you like that.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's his whole life, though, isn't it? You know, he has to go to that gym every day.
Yeah, that's true.
And just work out. That's no life.
Non-stop.
I'm having a better time than him. Oh, God, you know, he would love to have a life like me.
My liver could knock his
the
liver
guy
out.
Who wants that's to clean it. A warehouse is not a better life than the heavyweight champion of the world. The hardest man on the planet. Yeah. He's not wondering. Fucking hell.
Michigan. Is he from his escalator fall?
Which I was cleaning that warehouse.
We should get called a slug, you know, twice a week on the podcast. Yeah. That's the dream.
Yeah, you watch it, mate.
Yeah. He doesn't.
Imagine.
Great, wasn't it?
Then yesterday, me and Max were watching some terrible stand-ups, and naturally we led on to our stuff from back in the day on Zomcom. And
Jesus.
Yeah, we were watching, what was it, Cindy?
Cindy Lopez.
Cindy Lopez, Max's character.
Character,
and that
yeah.
was good. Some great moments in that.
Robson Eric
we watched.
That was a blast from the past, that. Robson Eric.
Ryan's blistering 1 minute 13 set.
Which one was that? Oh, is it at Zomcom?
Yeah, he just
they're all the
up.
Same.
He goes, I've got a little piece of comedy, or whatever it is. He does.
Oh, but like my really ex said or something like that, yeah. A little piece of comedy coming your way?
It was a minute of comedy.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he, the one at the student union, when he said he was going to try some observational comedy? He did a bit of a hopscotch. Was that the night of the French chef?
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
It was, yeah. So you were busy. You were locked in.
Yeah. Got my garlic and sandwiches, yeah.
I don't know what Ryan did after that.
Chocolate to yourself.
You were very improv comedy, weren't you? Like,
he has to be to have fucking garlic sandwiches.
Yeah.
I was making garlic sandwiches as Ryan did his set again. Because I was like, I'm not going to say anything. So I got Ryan out to do his set whilst I was making...
Garlic
what
sandwiches.
What the fuck?
Crazy times, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you doing, Tom?
I was watching.
Okay.
Being a good friend.
Yeah, I was supporting. Didn't need to.
Fucking turn that around on me, yeah?
Cheers, Dave.
It was funny because it that night was for... there was like a tsunami, wasn't there? And like...
elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
Japan.
Yeah.
We didn't raise anything.
No.
No.
Just a few eyebrows at comedy.
Mm. Where was
these
this?
These guys study it, do they?
Yeah.
Lunatic French chef. And his mate talking about nursery games.
What was his joke about the fingerless gloves? Ryan's joke.
Don't worry about it.
The only time I find it used for fingerless gloves is if I'm fingering a girl in the snow. Ryan the Virgin.
Spoke the say, I said the Virgin.
Didn't no one laugh at that as well?
Of course people laughed. Right. It's like, what's he on about?
It's got a good joke, but...
I was watching my one, and I couldn't watch. I was like squirming, sitting at the bottom of my chair. I used to love it. I used to let's do stand-up, let's do stand-up.
I think that's natural, though, isn't it? If you're not... Because you're changing...
Max,
so your standards
Max
are different
replay
now.
Replay that Cindy Lopez joke now. Play it again.
I love that. Yeah, of course. That's
more,
so me.
Keep it coming.
It's funny how embarrassing
back
you find yourself.
Peak years.
Yeah. God, look at me now, eh?
But you were, Max, you were talking about how crazy you were with just the energy and
it's got none of it.
Unfazed. The youth. Anyway, you got some news.
I love news.
Chuck E. Cheese arrested in front of. Party of kids. Well, it's Chuck E. Cheese of characters.
You know, like Chuck E. Cheese is that it's the mouse restaurant in America.
Yeah. Mm. And there was some little mouse,
a cheese mouse.
Yeah, I guess
it's like
so,
a
yeah.
mascot.
Yeah, it's a mascot.
I didn't realise.
There was somebody in the suit, and then the police had a raid on the place and arrested him in front of all the kids.
What for?
This happened like the
What's
other day.
The crime, sir?
I don't know if it was like a drug thing coming from the restaurant.
But if it was raided, I assume so.
Yeah, well, the kids were apparently like, why they arrested him.
Mm. You've got to play along with it. Yeah. Huh? You've got to play along with it if you're Chuck E. Cheese.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't know how you could. I don't know how you could play that off.
Been a bad man. I don't give a damn. That's the classic line.
That's great.
And they all go, what's that mean?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, it's a type of cheese.
Yeah, wasted on you fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go, ooh.
Let me breathe.
Nice. Yeah, that's really
that?
Good. Yeah.
See that? See that?
Oh, what else?
They're after me cheddar, as in money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Did this happen in Philadelphia?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's also good.
Camembert.
That's
right.
There's a gay audience.
I was thinking out loud.
Come on, Bess.
Yeah. No, you saved it.
Some loose celebrity gossip.
Oh, yay!
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Pete Davidson places his hand on his girlfriend Elsie Hewitt's baby bump at a football game.
That's lovely.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
I don't know who she is, though.
No,
bro
no
has fell off. Yeah. Bro is clarting some Z-listers.
Oh, this Z-lister wouldn't mind a bit of Pete Davidson.
Of Pete Davidson.
Well, look, if he's... Yeah? What, a mega millionaire
boyfriend?
He doesn't
give
boyfriend.
You any money.
Just,
no,
yeah,
but if he's... If
just
I'm
uses
if,
your body.
Surely I get something. I'm not giving up the top
for nothing.
Just
a messy warehouse to clean up afterwards.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time, though.
You're in your French maid outfit.
You're in.
Urine, yeah.
Nice.
There we go.
Banter.
There's urine on your French maid.
Yeah.
So I pissed myself.
No, he's pissed on you.
He's pissed on me. And he's given me nothing.
He just left you on a cold warehouse floor.
You've had to pay for your flight to New York.
Hundreds of miles from home.
Yeah, job's a job, innit?
It's not
scrubbing.
It's not paid.
And you've turned it back to drugs. Congrats, then, on you and Pete.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good at negotiating the baby.
Yeah.
Rumpelstiltskin.
I'll just give it to him.
Does he put his hand on your bump?
On my bump?
Yeah.
I don't think this is a baby,
what,
mate.
What is going on in there?
Food baby, isn't it? He can fucking have this if he wants it. Give me some lipo and then, just have it.
Sorted.
Have you seen lipo? Like, the fat that comes out, it's horrible.
I have, it's
it?
Awful.
Yeah, grim.
It's what they make candles out of.
Yeah. It is, animal fat.
It's now time for You Laugh, You Lose.
Ooh.
And this week, it's a debut for Ethan James.
Ooh.
One person replied last week saying, Ethan should do it. So, that's enough.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Ethan, do you want to come on camera to do yours?
I would like to, please.
Tell you what, you can come sit here, because I'm not part of it.
Okay, Dave.
Hello, everyone. I'm playing today a Geordie insect. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my job and who I am, if that's all right. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Lovely. Mm. All right.
I was starting.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mr. W. Aspinall, and I should probably mention I'm a fucking wasp and all. In us wasp land, we love to compare the size of our stingers, and let me tell you, I've got quite the fucking weapon. I'll actually tell you about a big sting story I had recently. It was on 85-year-old Jason David. I caught him out to be a paedophile. It was a big sting of mine. In fact, I'll show you the evidence of what I've got. Oh, it's a bit slippery. It's covered in his semen, seemingly. I'll just get it out there. Oh, it's a lot stickier than I thought. This young man here. Oh, poor bastard. Well, that's all I've got.
I heard a sniffle around here. If that gives you any
hope. I can do with a sniffle. Next week, then.
Well done, Ethan.
Thank
a lot
you,
of
Ethan.
Effort.
Well done.
Lot of
you.
Effort. Lovely wordplay with wasp and all.
That was good.
Tommy, did you laugh?
I don't think so.
It might not be.
I might have, like, I was close. I was like.
So I wasn't the paedophile, I was the victim.
You're the victim.
Oh. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, jinx. I said, that's nice.
Oh.
I'm going to get out of here because I don't like Max being
there. Oh, thank you. He would have preferred if I was the paedophile.
Yeah. Okay. I like to think you were.
Hey, guys.
Oh, are you okay?
Grantham.
Ah.
Grant.
Grantham.
Grantham.
Grant Grantham. How are you, sir?
I've been brought here today to help with what I believe is a debate that you're having.
It sure is, mate.
A preposterous debate where you don't believe there should be a royal family.
Absolutely. Idiocracy.
Yeah.
You heard about this, did you, Grant?
Yeah. Well, you know, Stephen, fucking idiot, fucking stupid idiot, runs his mouth, slagging off the Royals.
He hates them.
Yeah, so I hoisted him and I said, fuck off out of this room, pal. I'll bloody do the job that you can't break.
Come on, Grant.
Thanks.
Come on, mate.
Thanks,
honestly,
mate.
I need someone on my side.
I'm here.
I don't know what I mean, and that's why I'm glad
you're
showing up.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
I don't care how you feel about this.
Grant, mate, you know, we're good friends, aren't we?
Well, you may. You may in the slightest.
Really?
Anyone who's an enemy of the state is an enemy of me.
Right.
Oh, we're not enemies of the state. Too. Far from it.
The state is Buckingham Palace's, a new state I've made.
Yeah, it is a bloody state, isn't it?
It certainly is.
God, how did you get here today, sir? What? Who are you? What are you?
What are
I
you?
Am the Royal Correspondent on Channel 4 Plus 1, a.k.a. Channel 5.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
laughing at my job. What are
yeah,
you?
I'd say
what
so.
Do you do, pal?
I do a podcast. Whitley Podcast.
Go on. A Whitley Podcast.
Weekly.
Whitley.
Week, W-E-A-K-L-Y. Weak Link podcast, more like.
Yeah, okay.
You're the weak link.
It's my Grant Graham.
I don't know.
How old are you, Grant?
I'm not happy speaking about my age.
Okay.
Well, so why is that?
Is that the debate? How old Grant?
No,
Grant
I'm just trying to learn.
We don't know anything about you.
We don't know anything.
You're just a guy to us.
I don't watch any Channel
He's
4 plus 1.
No,
to
refuse to.
Probably should do.
TV doesn't even get those channels.
Why?
Povo.
He's not plugged in.
Right.
So, you know, that's just me, though. That's just me and my life. Get used to it, Grant.
I get it.
I don't want
to
get
used to
it.
You got a wife? Are you married?
After today. Well, this has got nothing to do with you.
It's a debate, mate. I need to know
how
things
is the
about
debate?
You.
How do you need to know?
We want to debate
have
you, the person.
Have you got a wife? Have you got a partner?
Hey? Both.
Should we dig into your life? What's
background?
Going on? You know, why is everyone looking at Grant?
Could you just come in, mate, off the street?
Off the street?
You've just told us that you threw our friend Stephen across the room.
Didn't I just
dear
tossed
friend.
Him out?
Yeah, good dear friend, sweet friend.
Who I know was looking forward to this debate.
Yeah.
And has planned some really good, well-researched, serious stuff.
It's going to be all out the window, mate.
Yeah.
It means
Tom,
nothing.
Do you reckon you could leave and come back as a character? Why didn't you leave and come back
as a
character?
Bloody idiots, you don't have respect for our
royal family.
They
don't understand the significance our royal family
Why don't we get into it? Give us some reasons why you don't think we should have a royal family. What,
go on.
What
are
could
you
possibly
sure you...
be the reason?
Okay, you want to hit them with reason number one?
I mean,
Why are you passing the book?
Yeah, innit?
Passing the book.
Hey,
should we just kind of go with maybe a little bit of opening statements? Yeah,
just get on with it.
Go for it, mate. Got
hey, guys, we hate the royal family.
Hate's a
That's the
word.
Stance we're
Should
taking
live
right now.
With hate in your heart, and I pity them right from the off.
Me
I
too.
Pity
well,
him.
I pity you and
it's
your tight jeans, mate.
I pity him.
Yeah?
I pity you in your tight pants.
Yeah, these aren't tight, actually. These are meant to be loose.
I pity you in your tight bed sheets.
Yeah.
What tight bed sheets?
Don't let him get in your head.
What's the royal family said anything bad about you, eh?
They probably said stuff about poor people.
Have they said anything good about you?
Yeah.
No, but that's because I'm not on their mind.
Yeah, they've
well,
got enough
bad,
on their
though,
plate.
Exactly. They don't care.
Got enough on their plate.
They love. They're
speaking
like,
of which.
Oh, I fucking hate Grant. He's got his bleached blonde hair.
Grant's a fucking
Grant's sick, mate.
They live with hate and they use such coarse language. Like that.
Yeah.
Do you know why they're calling you the C-U-N-T? It's because they don't have an argument.
That's so true.
Hey,
that's
bro.
So true.
Do you want to... I've got to say first because Grant's begging me for something.
Go on.
Go on.
Hey, guys, have you heard of paedophilia? Well... Welcome the royal family and Prince Andrew. Oh, he's a royal. He's
sorry,
part of that
hang on, hang on.
And
right off the bat, you're going for that.
Yeah.
That is
yeah,
so
I'm coming out swinging, bro.
That is,
such
desperate.
Prince Andrew loves the low-hanging fruit, doesn't he, pedo?
What does that mean?
Well, it's just...
So with that...
Just
though,
use your fucking brain,
little
mate.
Little boy's plums, do you want me to do the jokes for you, eh?
Well, I didn't need to explain the joke. You don't go see Jimmy Carr at the O2 Arena and he goes...
No, I don't.
Oh, just so you know, that
watch
joke,
him in the
man,
Royal Variety.
I'm just about to say.
Where?
Royal
the
Variety.
Royal Variety show.
Oh,
yeah,
they need their own
culture.
Show.
Right, so, okay, why do you
royal
start,
family?
You're such a, you know, you're such a vocal
guys,
person on this.
Complained about people having their own show on his own podcast.
Oh, what that?
It's on my own podcast, actually.
See,
I share it.
Hypocrite.
Still your own, though, isn't it?
I wouldn't call it my own.
Royal share it.
Don't let him
You're a royal shame.
What's so great about the Royals, guys?
We've started off and we said, what's your issues? And you go, paedophilia, the royal family.
We didn't agree on that.
Because paedophilia is an issue with Prince Andrew.
Yes,
I completely
spot
agree.
On.
You agree with that?
But that's the individual, not the institution.
But the institution that pays for his lawyers.
Would it be better if, you know, we've got someone who's done something bad in the institution.
In the institution.
Yeah. Do we just sell him to Marseille and wash our hands with it?
And be done.
Sell him to who?
Marseille, and then make a profit and move on.
Who's Marseille?
Think of the money.
Yeah? Or do we keep him and teach him a lesson? Keep our eyes on him as well. No more travelling for you, boy.
I think we just forgive him. Move on.
You want to forgive him? Okay, we can debate that.
No, I think the Marseille one's better.
I don't.
Do you know what Marseille's about?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Don't you worry, Grand Grantham's here.
I'm on
Grand
your back.
Grantham wants to sell a human being. So
also, hang on.
I don't know who
Prince
this guy
Andrew,
is.
Prince Andrew, where's this instance of paedophilia?
Exactly.
I'd love to hear this.
Well, it was a US court ruled in a civil case that he had been involved in.
It weren't him. He can't sweat. It was proven.
Sexual abuse of a minor.
I don't think
where?
One of the... Well, probably in America somewhere. Yeah.
Where? Come on.
Epstein Island.
Sorry. A holiday romance is now a crime. Well, lock me up and throw away the game if that's the case, shall we? Hey? Jealous much, you know? The guy necking on with his pina colada is now Joseph Prince Andrew.
In a warehouse.
Has a different drink. Yeah.
It's because
well,
it's
not.
No warehouse.
There's no sex
exactly.
in my warehouse. Like, literally, there's no sex allowed in the warehouse, and there's only me in there anyway. So who am I banging?
Whoever you want.
Thank you.
They're brilliant for our nation's economy.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Ooh.
They bring in a load of tourism.
Interesting.
You know, the way I think about it is maybe we do pay them a bit too much. Yeah. However... It's like going and watching
a film. I disagree. I'll have a separate debate with you on that.
So that you go and watch a film with Brad Pitt in it, right? You see Brad Pitt and you go, I'm going to watch that film because I love Brad Pitt. And Brad Pitt's brilliant. So I'm going to go watch that film. And because of that, Brad Pitt gets paid a bit more because he brings in a lot of people.
Mm.
That is what's happening with the royal family. They're bringing in all this tourism. They deserve a bit more money. And do you know how much we pay towards the royal family a year?
Is this taxpayers?
It's taxpayers.
All right, so just go on. Just max here.
No. I want to hear what you think we pay a year.
Can like
I, as a taxpayer.
Can I ask you what you think we pay?
What you think
okay,
we pay
so
towards
the
royal
Okay, so it's been estimated
family.
That we probably pay around £500 million a year for the royal family when you take into account things like security, upkeep of royal residences,
but would you
as
wanna,
well as the sovereign
But
grant.
If you had the president,
Not
wouldn't you
all.
Be spending exactly the same thing on the exactly same stuff?
Well, we have a prime minister, so we have to spend money on his security and his travel as well. So we're kind of duplicating that.
No,
no.
What
I
we
disagree.
Spend is £1. What was it, Dave?
It's £1 29 a year.
Fuck off.
Of a taxpayer.
£1 29. That's
a
so much.
Year.
Far too much.
That's so much. If I drop £1 29 on the floor, I'd say, guys, I'm picking down to pick it up.
Sorry. Hang on. So £1 29 per year.
Per year
is too much.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
£4 per month is what?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually £6 on the app.
Oh. Great investment.
Greedy pigs.
We are great for tourism.
What are you bringing in, hey?
Just good laughs.
Exactly.
I've never laughed at anything King Charles has said. Or...
He's not funny.
Exactly.
No, that's he's got
he's a
such
great
shit
magician.
Banter.
Mm. He's a great magician.
Yeah, making my money disappear, pal.
Hey, bringing you money
Make
back
us
in
laugh.
From tourism.
Make us laugh.
Mate, it's not my. That was Ethan this week.
Right, so you're passing the book. Really good debating
exactly.
with you when you just panic and pass the
pass
book.
The blame.
Yeah, yeah.
Pass
you
the
deal
blame.
With it.
Pass
you
the
deal
blame.
With it.
I don't know who this crime
you
is.
Deal with awful. It. You try and pay for something without a face of the monarchy on your £20 note. See how that gets you.
Yeah, exactly.
See how far that gets you. Yeah. Try and pay for something without one of our great royals on that piece of money.
Well, when I think of
screwed.
Great Britons, I think of great people that have actually achieved things.
Winston Churchill.
Who
Andy
was
Murray.
Noble, who was
Andy Murray!
So David Attenborough.
Love Andy
can we,
Murray,
can we go
David
back to
Attenborough.
Winston Churchill, please?
Ian, right.
Go on.
Nigella Lawson.
Nobility.
Yep.
Part of the royal family. Winston Churchill.
The Prime Minister.
Sir Andy Murray, by the way.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Knighted.
Sir Andy Murray. Put him on our money.
Winston Churchill is part of the nobility.
But was he not a Prime Minister voted for by the people?
Yes.
Okay.
But under
the
nobility.
Royal family
under
voted
the nobility.
For by the people.
Nope. You're throwing out this buzzword here, Dave, of nobility.
Nobility without
Diana
not.
Spencer, who's also a nobility.
Not wrong, mate.
Yeah, is related to Winston Churchill.
Okay, cool. Good for her, mate.
The people you listed,
great.
These great Britons, they see the royal family and they respect them. So why don't you
just
Do they?
Sir Andy Murray, yeah, getting down on his knee to be knighted. I think that's respect.
Mate, exactly. He just wanted some numbers and letters before his name, didn't he?
Well, it's complex, isn't it? Because it's a big deal to like reject the knighthood.
Exactly. And, I don't think Andy Murray's got the stones.
Do you really want to bring that on yourself in this, you know, social media age?
No.
Not easy.
It's not easy to say no.
No.
It's not. No. We know that, don't we?
Yeah. I say yes to a lot of things.
Yeah. Famous yes
man. Do you like the Royals?
Don't do it. So yeah, I'll make a point here about the duchies of Lancaster and Cornwall. Are you aware of these?
Go for
it. So these are two duchies. One of them funds the king and one of them funds the heir to the throne. So one is funding Charles, one is funding Prince William. And these are basically real estate enterprises from Lancaster and Cornwall. Anyone who dies, whose will, who hasn't left a will and has no next of kin, the money goes to the crown. Any businesses that are dissolved go to the crown. And that money is invested into real estate portfolios that are not only, you know, huge and expanded all over the world and the country. We're talking hotels. We're talking beautiful residences. And they're not subject to any capital gains. They're not subject to any of the rules by which we are governed. So their wealth just goes up. And up, and it's passed on. No inheritance tax, and up. So that's why they can pay for things.
But
they don't contribute.
There is an inheritance tax.
Go on.
Being a royal.
Go on.
Go on, Grant.
If you're born into what is just a whirlwind of the media, and everyone wants a piece of you. Imagine.
You deserve
From the day you're born, people are putting you in the newspapers. Yep. People are taking pictures. People are filming you.
Everywhere.
You can't move a muscle without doing something wrong. How would you two cope with that?
I live it, mate.
If you had the cameras on you all the time, you may slip up.
Make mistakes.
You, sir.
I don't think I've ever done anything
assault.
Wrong.
Assault.
All right, brilliant. Sir. Giant Haystacks, the wrestler. Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much, Grant. Yeah? As if I've not been sent that video 100 times over Instagram. Hey, is this you, Max? As if I wasn't outside someone's birthday party and someone suddenly went, my son says you look like Hagrid. I think you look like Giant Haystack. Cheers, pal.
Look, my intern will be fired because that is...
Oh, thank God.
I was convinced it was you.
It's nice that you do your own research, isn't it?
Mm. I did.
But that's what you get with royal correspondents.
That's it.
They're not real journalists.
They're not real journalists.
Who are these people with
Max,
their weird
you
hair?
About research
a questionable past.
Because I hear some of your research aside from and Prince Andrew's a paedophile, and you don't like to say no. I believe the two link at some point in your past.
I've got we've got a document.
Well, no, please just give me some of your
you
research.
You just want me to say something myself.
You said you hate the royal family, and if you have such a strong emotion, naturally there will be just things that come.
I don't like the royal family because what have they done for me? What have they done for old Max Smith, 32 years old? Basically alone in life. And when's the king come to me and gone, hey up, bruv, is 100 quid.
Have you done anything extravagant?
Why would I have to?
Closing argument. Mm. You want to get rid of the royals.
Mm-hmm.
I give you say bye to King Kong, Princess Jasmine, Freddie Mercury. Try winning a game of blackjack without your royals. Yeah?
Did we argue for them
Grant,
to go?
Don't run, mate.
You want to get rid of the royals.
You should have led with that.
But that is the ace up my sleeve. And I'm not talking blackjack because you get kicked out.
I'm perfectly happy with a nod to history. With a nod to the past.
Yeah. Not to the present.
The past isn't to be celebrated entirely.
I want to see King Charles bagging groceries.
I want to see you say something, mate.
how can I when I've got this guy just spewing every fact that's on our list?
You've been on the wrong
list.
I'm not even looking at the list. I'm not even looking at the list.
Civic pride. That was there.
If this is about the Honda Civic, then you're way out of here, player.
So that's one thing we were anticipating. They might.
Yeah, we were.
go on to our list.
We've gone on with Princess Jasmine pride.
Yeah.
Democracy. We preach democracy. We say democracy is a great thing to have. Yeah. We have wars where we force democracy on other countries, but we're ruled by a king. We have no democracy in that state.
No, we're ruled by a prime minister. Well, which you vote
we
for.
Are.
Congrats.
Exactly.
King signs off
on everything.
He signs off on everything. So it's just a formality. It's a policy.
Why have that formality, though?
So naive.
So naive.
Good manners. Good manners. Respect. It's respect.
Mm. Is it respect?
Respect is earned. Thank you.
Is respect earned if you're born into that respect? Mm. I don't think that's respect.
But you don't
earned.
Respect Prince Andrew. Fair enough. Yeah. He doesn't rule this country.
I don't. But King Charles did not earn his respect. He's just got it because he was born.
Do you not respect him? But a lot of people do. Is that the case?
Yeah, but did he earn your respect? No.
He earned my respect.
Okay, fine. He may have earned the respect of a journalist that works for him. Fine.
I don't work for him. I work for Channel 4 Plus 1.
Did he earn your respect?
I'm not a fan of Charles.
What has King Charles done?
Look at my LinkedIn. I work for Channel 4 Plus 1, not the King.
I'm not a fan of Charles.
It is earned by the King.
You're not a fan of our King.
I love our King.
You're not a fan of the King himself, though.
The idea of the King. I can't wait for.
Would you want to vote for a King?
Well, look, I've already explained.
Go on, Grant. Go on.
The public vote has let us down time and time again. I told you that. Nigel Farage, third, and I'm a celeb. Tony Bellew, second. Make it make sense. Thick Scouse Boxer, what's he doing there? He said he was going to shy away from TV after his boxing career. He's on fucking everything.
Back. And he was on SAS, Rogue
and
Heroes.
And Grantham, with a degree in wins. Media, can't get on Channel 4 Plus 1.
Mate, I'm going to...
You can.
Bloody
I can't.
You can't.
No, they've gone
not
younger,
after this
haven't
one,
they?
Mate. Not after this one. You're gonna.
The tie's very long, Grant. I don't know if that.
I'm used to a short. Which I have a desk which cuts it off
cuts
here.
Up there.
I'm allowed to roam free normally.
Exactly.
Not used to this podcast. It's a real bad day for me. This.
You've done really well though,
thanks.
Grant, mate.
Producer boy, could we please get a verdict on who won the debate and who will be crowned the winners?
Crowned, nice.
Max and Tom have won.
Thick idiot doesn't know his right.
Honestly,
from his
I
left.
Really respect that.
Go on, bring the crowns.
That's a vote from the public.
Bring the crowns.
That is a vote from the public.
That's bullshit.
Right.
Probably wear that around your waist, maybe.
Sorry. They don't believe in
is this
in
like
royals.
A wrestling belt?
They don't believe in royals.
Oh, let them put it on. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There
oh, now they want a king.
Oh, now you want a king.
Look at that. This king was voted for.
We had a vote.
By one person. A dictatorship.
No, it was a landslide decision.
By the entire population of this room that wasn't us.
They won.
Voted unanimously for us to be king.
By a simpleton with curtains.
Exactly.
We've all got curtains, mate.
Of course. Sorts.
This is nice. I feel good.
Grant, you've done absolutely
thank you.
Fantastic.
Do you know what? I actually really respect Grant.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Coming
I love
on
his
here
views.
And, it's not easy having conversations with people you disagree with sometimes, but I thought he was
exactly.
respectful.
Well, there was some respect there.
Yeah, I thought we were respectful of him, so yeah. Kudos to us for that.
You've got hair on your microphone.
Yeah. What about me, Tom? I was respectful.
You're great. You're great.
You
know, yeah. Really good natured, wasn't
cheers,
it?
Cheers, mate.
Hello, mate. You okay?
You're right, mate. You look seem a bit.
I heard you got thrown across the room or something.
No, did I ask?
You did ayahuasca.
Yeah.
How
it's now time for.
Came in and blindsided us, mate.
It's now time for the debate of the rules. Oh, forget this shit. Who cares? Fucking, what's the point? Yeah. Make my family king. Yeah.
I'd rather that. My family. That.
No, mine. I said it first. So
that could be a problem.
My mummy's queen now.
No.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
The Big Bang.
Oh nice.
9/11.
Nice.
The 1984 European Cup final.
Birth of Christ.
And the question today is, if you got to attend one famous historical event, what would it be?
Well, you've got the same answer there.
I would have put two Big Bangs.
you would choose to attend the Big Bang?
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
To see if it even happened.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd be like,
that is basically what my answer is. To what? See if he would show up.
Well, yeah. I guess this happened before the birth of Christ, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe.
Hmm. Sucked,
isn't it?
So, yeah.
Mine's so fucking shallow.
Is it? 1984 European Cup. Who was playing?
Liverpool. But you know, I've never seen that time period.
Yeah, that's true.
And my dad would be there, cool to see. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah,
and they win. I know they win. Mm. So I'd be real smug. I'd chill out.
I put a lot of money on this. They lose! No!
Wrong year.
Damn butterfly effect.
Just the postman. Some fat lad in the crowd put me off.
Get me back now.
Seen this all night.
Terrible stench. Birth of Christ. Birth what do you think you're doing there?
Like, just to see if he does show up, like if he's born, and maybe.
It's like you're challenging him to a fight.
Yeah, see if he shows, shall we?
He's about it. You know, I guess he was Christ when he was born, but he was just a humble son of a.
Yeah, but even seeing his birth, you'd go, okay, there's some proof to it,
isn't it?
Would you need him to prove something? I mean,
wasn't it Moses Christ? Not Moses. Who was his dad?
Jesus. Oh,
Joseph.
Joseph.
Was that? It's not his last name. He's,
no, Christ. Do you know what? I actually don't know.
I don't know
where Christ comes from.
Mary Christ is Messiah.
Jesus. Joseph Christ.
I guess he was Jesus of Nazareth, but Jesus. Oh, what's his fucking
name? What about a last name?
I don't.
There's Mary Magdalene.
Probably Jones or Brown or Smith.
Yeah.
Did they have surnames back then?
I know Muhammad's the most.
It was an old
name.
English thing, wasn't it?
Could have been Jesus Muhammad.
Yeah.
He did not have a surname. Yeah. In his time, people were identified by their given name and a patronymic. Like son of Joseph.
The carpenter.
Yeah. Oh.
Jesus, son of Joseph.
Tom, what is it about New York in September you love?
might not be New York.
Might not be New York.
Might just be somewhere else.
Well, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because I guess for me, this is, you know, I'm a bit of a history buff.
Yeah. What, not that far ago.
You were alive for that.
No, I was, but it was, I was very young.
How young?
I was.
You're
so
into
this
your
was 2001.
Conspiracies, aren't you?
I am.
You're 11 years old.
So I was 11 years old. 11 years old. And I remember it like it was yesterday because it was my dad never came to pick me up from school. And he obviously didn't volunteer to do it alone. My mum still had to come. But my dad came along because he wanted to speak to me. I was the eldest because, you know, tell me about this amazing thing that happened.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Whoa.
Say amazing. That was just like this most unbelievable thing that was going on.
Historical.
Which changed. I mean, for me, I think of my life as pre-9/11 and post-9/11 in terms of what's gone on in the world, the geopolitical state of the world and everything that's happened since. It was just so, so big. And I think I see all this footage and I just think it was are there moments in history?
Could have been Cheadle Town, all that.
Yeah, that I just think to be. Obviously, I wouldn't have wanted to be too close when things came down, but to be in New York on that day, just like an amazing.
That's horrific. That's probably the worst day in a New Yorker's life.
I know, but it's just, there's no getting away from it. I mean, it did happen. It happened.
But people did get away.
For millions of people that were there and experienced it, and it's a memory.
And it's just a traumatic memory. He probably needed hours of therapy. Do you want to go there?
You want to go?
It's crazy.
Well, that's the thing. But I've got a bit of a thing for dark tourism anyway. Like, I want to go and see.
Hey, guys, check this out.
Look, I want to go to Chernobyl and I want to go and I'd go to Russia now and visit. You know, I want to go and see.
If you're a history buff, why not the Titanic? You know, something really.
Yeah, but then you're stuck on the Titanic, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're stuck where two towers are exploding.
And in space.
I don't want to. Sorry, I should have specified.
Well, yeah.
Maybe Midtown New York on 9/11.
Maybe Midtown New York.
Not
the Big Bang.
Not at the top of the World Trade Center on 9/11. Not catching a flight on 9/11.
You're just hearing people scream and hearing rubble. That's not fun. That's
that sounds. That sounds violent.
Yeah.
What did you go for again?
9/11
Cup final. A lot of screaming.
The 1984 European Cup final.
There's a lot of screaming in there.
Bang, there would be one big scream that was very quickly muffled out.
Max as his ears pops.
Well!
The Big Bang. I mean, you can't really visit the Big Bang, can you?
No noise in space.
The first thing,
but because obviously, I mean,
it must have happened somewhere.
Because I guess pre-Big Bang, it was like a void of nothing, wasn't it? It was just.
Yeah.
But what colour was it? Was it white? Was it black?
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
And he'd find out.
Mm.
And no one's seen it.
Exactly,
and he'd be
the
guy to see it. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I'd turn up and be loads of tourists.
Thing is, no one would believe you.
Time travel tourists.
That was my answer last time, I thought, because that'd be there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you know if it, no religion.
That's when I would. That's exactly what I've gone for.
Well, I guess for me, because
I'm an agnostic.
As Max mentioned, you know, I wouldn't say I'm conspiratorially minded, but I am. I have big questions about this, because especially the way it changed the world and the way that it was acted upon straight away, you know, the wars that it was a bit of a precursor for. And so I feel like watching it that day when I was young was very different. Some of the stuff you saw on the news, the interviews, to what you've since seen. I think it's been kind of cleaned up a little bit.
So why not like being in the White House on, I don't know, maybe the 10th? When they're all plotting about it. You ready for tomorrow? Sure thing.
Do you know what? I mean, that's a very fair point.
Would you go to the towers and be like, don't go in?
Oh, that'd be noble.
But there's a butterfly effect. You've got to think of the butterfly effect.
So for me, I guess my thoughts when writing this was purely that to see and feel the thing that, you know, from a distance that's changed my life.
To feel a terrorist
and the
attack,
world,
Tom.
And just to understand what it was, you know?
That's... Just laugh it off and go, yeah, it's me. don't call it amazing.
Yeah.
An amazing day.
I didn't mean to say amazing. What I meant to say was hugely, hugely significant. When I said amazing, it was
amazing.
But it was amazing. It was amazing. It was like, but you know,
it was horrific.
And it was, of course, it was.
But it was amazing news, as in the sense of
it was unbelievable.
It was just the definition of amazing.
It was unbelievable.
I don't know if it.
Sorry,
means...
I mean, do you know what? I maybe chose the wrong word there. I mean, that's
disgusting.
Fair enough.
Conspiracy or not,
like. That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
no, but
like
does amazing? Does the definition?
I couldn't believe what had happened.
I think he's not
in New York, in 2001 for that to be not just once but twice, and
great coincidence that
causing great surprise or wonder, astonishing.
Yeah, I was astonished.
My vote's Tom.
Yeah, my vote.
I think my vote's Tom as well.
Oh,
I would say big, because I just feel like the context of that question is different.
Yeah, no, we'll go.
This is the first ever historical event.
It's obviously Tom.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm going Tom.
I could have got him to say fucking me, Max, then.
Do you know, I was leaning towards you.
That's annoying. Like... I could have avoided that.
Not really. We had you banged to
I think that was a good one, though.
Yeah, but me and Dave could have voted Max.
I was going to go Steve.
I know, but I would have got in your head. I felt like you were there for the taking.
What was your question,
A news
Tom?
Story that you remember the most.
Nice. I think that was a really good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
What was your question?
The news story you remember the most.
Oh.
I'm surprised your one wasn't mine.
Silly. Silly boy. Do we have a final question, please?
Oh. It's the
question. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ethan.
Hello, Ethan James.
Hello, hello, hello. It's time for the final question.
Whee!
And the final question I'm going to go with today is, a man, maybe me in this instance, is pointing a gun at you. You must impress him in a moment to survive. What do you do?
I'll go, look, I can swallow a gun. Watch this. Take it off and shoot myself. No, I've done it wrong.
I'm not impressed by that.
Yeah, but he's got your gun.
I'm impressed by your final questions. Exactly. This is the first decent one in about 2 months, you know.
All right, Max.
You'll give opinions.
Can you outdo him? Can you impress me?
Can I outdo him?
Impress me.
Outdo Stephen.
All I've done is shoot myself in the head.
Yeah. which is weirdly going to be better than anything I do.
Cindy Lopez.
All I can think of is doing the Macarena. No!
I can't remember it.
No. You've got a gun in my head. Please! I've sucked your dick! And that's literally probably what I'd do. You're going to kill me.
That's fair.
I don't want to die.
What's the last thing you do?
He might like it, and he might go, you know what, bro? Go home.
Why are you getting your teeth involved?
Oh, I don't, mate. Honestly, Gummy Smith over it.
What'd you do if, as you're doing it, and you go, do you like that? You just shoot himself.
And then I'd finish the job.
I'm doing good.
I'd finish the job, and I'd say,
oh, your breath fucking stinks.
Who's? How is he smelling my breath? Smelling my breath?
Because you looked up to ask him if he...
Oh, that's how breath works, does it?
That's not my dick. That's all you...
Nah, you got no idea, mate.
I would impress you with
all
a conversation.
Right, so can I just say Max is winning so far?
Thank you.
I would display unwavering composure. I would look you in the eye. I would not be fazed at all.
I
would turn it back on you. I would ask you why you were doing this. And we'd have a conversation. You know, we'd go back and forth for 5, 10,
mental, you know,
15 minutes.
I'm glad
and you lay down your arm.
He's dead first.
What was that?
I'll take the piss.
You are mine now, child.
I wouldn't fucking flinch. And you'd be impressed.
But you're not going to perform anything.
How do you...
Do you want me to suck you off as well?
How does he test if you won't flinch?
I'm already sucking his dick, man.
I might prefer Tom over you.
We're all together. This is as we leave tonight.
This is an alliance.
Stephen shot himself.
Yeah, well, no, that's to swallow a gun, but...
accidental.
I'll give you another chance, Stephen, if you've got anything else. Dave, what would you do?
What else would I do?
I'll go like that.
Right, so
well, if I said... I can... My best tactic would be to try and say, oh, I can lift you or do something in some way where I can just try and attack you. Or I'd say I'm doing some sort of really cool dance, and I'll be moving around like that, and as I get close to you, I just try and smack you as hard as I can.
Oh, nice. Just tell me about the dance. Impress me with the dance.
No, what I
dance?
Don't. I'm not a good dancer, but I'll just try and get close to you and hurt you.
Max is with his.
Do you know what? Actually, can I change my answer? Can I change my answer?
Okay.
I would say I'm going to drop you. I would say.
Can we say? Can you
tell the audience?
Can you explain that to the audience
for the listeners out there? I can bend my pinky top part of my finger on its
don't
own.
Do it. Stop doing it. It's not nice. It's not impressive.
It's sick. I would
can I just say,
I'm
saying, is this doing anything for you, mate?
You're still good.
I'm still going, aren't I? Fucking hell.
I would drop a beat and say, like a beatboxing beat, and be like, match this with your bullets. He's wasted his bullets.
Okay.
We run.
What if I said I could name every country in the world?
Okay, this is more like, rather than your little tricks in this corner,
you're
actually doing things to prove. All right, would you be able to do that?
Backwards.
You have to do it now.
I think so. Okay, I think I'd give myself a good chance of survival. I'd come very close to saving myself.
I could enjoy that.
I saw a country the other day I've never heard of.
Yeah,
really?
Bonkers, yeah.
Tell me about it, it might impress
piano.
Me.
Bonkers. Don't impress you, mate. Don't beg it.
Seashells.
Right. Stephen's dead. I've had enough of his cheek.
Seashells?
Honestly, sure.
That's are you sure it's Stephen and not the disappointing blowjob you received?
I'd die with some sort of pride if I just piss you off.
Max has died with some kind of pride as well.
What do you mean I'm dying? I'm not dying, though.
You're dead, mate.
I might
still
be
going. He's not come yet. Fucking hell. Hurry
he's
up.
He's not come because he got fucking this guy over there bending his finger in a weird way. And then you're going, oh,
Andorra,
I can name every country.
Andorra, Greece, Belarus, you're just sucking away.
Just sucking away, mate.
With your bad breath.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate.
You forgot I'm dropping a beat as well.
I think I'm going to kill Dave as well, because there's no... You just told me it was a technique to try and waste bullets.
My genuine only possible talents on the spot would be to do a really bad cartwheel, something a five-year-old would do.
Okay.
Or my Chris Eubank impression.
The Chris Eubank.
Or if you'd watch Tracy Beaker, a different character.
Right, okay.
I may have to kill myself anyway.
I'll do a backflip.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. That is good.
An on-the-spot backflip. I can do one running off the wall, and just stand
it. It's annoying you've waited for me to bring out my cartwheel.
So Ethan's gone flaccid. He's not enjoying it, and he says, this has been really bad.
Yeah.
He's just resting it on your head.
I appreciate you tried. You've got one last chance.
What do you do?
What skills do I have?
Will you tell me?
I don't know. I can manage a bar if you want me to do that.
You're an excellent storyteller.
If you've got a bar, I'll manage it.
It's right now in front of
you. It doesn't have a bar.
He goes, I've got a bar and meat. Manage that.
I just tried. You just want me to stop.
Again. Second,
I can do
technique.
Another one.
You could have.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Mate, you know.
Right.
Can you your beard a little bit? Go on.
That's good. It tickles it a bit.
Let me hold your hair. But now we're getting some.
Right, I honestly don't know what skills I've got. That would impress a madman with a gun.
So you decided to.
Come on, Max. We're not just going to suck him again.
Suck him again.
What have you said? You name every country. I'll name every country.
Go on,
if you give me a book.
If Max was first, he's trying to give him a foot wank off.
You don't want my feet on that, mate.
We're just all stood there. Yeah, you okay, Max?
Shut up. I'm concentrating.
Pretend you're not in the room. Max, why are you naked for this?
I would do a backflip. I've never shown these guys my backflip, but I'll do one of them.
That's true, he hasn't.
Blowjob, foot job, backflip.
That's it, that's the trifecta.
That's hard for us to complete.
Yeah. That is. There's no...
I did the blowjob first, by the way. So I'm not sure what's left of you after that.
Right.
I'm going to... Stephen, you're dead. I'm shot you. You cartwheel. It's not the best acrobatics on display.
I'm a fighter.
Tom's got the most impressive knowledge on display.
He says he has. Skills. Does he mean he does it?
Would you give me a margin of error?
No.
Let's say, you know, I forgot about St. Vincent and the Grenadines. You know.
Could you give me a margin
for error? There's 162 countries. Yeah. Can you name
tickle the balls enough?
That's not my penis.
I think that's right.
That's your penis.
That's still a skill, to be fair.
So, yeah, Tom and Max are quite good in the oral departments in their own way.
Nice.
I think, Max, you've actually cringed me when you've put up the foot job as well. It's like,
I didn't.
Weird,
I didn't even mention the foot job. I would never get my feet involved with sex.
So desperate.
But my shoes and socks
on. But you seem to be really open to giving the foot job, if that helped the two blow jobs that you've already given.
Mate, I just want to live, mate. You know? Honestly, I think I'm winning.
Foot job to the end.
Backflip.
Got the backflip.
I think
And beatbox.
Wait, is only one of us surviving?
Tom can't guarantee accuracy, he's just told me. So I've just shot Tom.
You're not going to let me, Tom, have a go. I think I can do it.
I'm afraid I've already got so much
you
time.
You showed doubt in yourself and he didn't.
Yeah.
Know.
Well, I can't. Well, no, man, I'm not going to do it now.
I know. Well, you can't respond now,
I'm
Tom.
I'm not
doubting
myself
sadly.
At all.
I'm dead as well.
And then it's between Max and Dave.
I said I'd do a good job.
I wanted to maximise the sexual acts to see if there was any gratification, and I just can't see it, Max.
Okay.
I think I'd be struggling. That's on you. Well, you can see this too. There's no... You're gone.
I deflected.
What about if I said I could give birth?
That's impressive. From beyond the grave.
Pleaded on the floor.
Well,
yeah.
Sick.
Just saying.
So you're giving it to a guy that can backflip?
Off a wall, on a wall.
In a moment, it's really...
You're the David Williams of judges, you know that.
Do you know what? I think we all shoot you.
Yeah.
No, I get my gun out.
Do you know what's amazing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it would be great. Is if our talent was catching bullets.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got no talent, mate. Shoot me.
Yeah. With a pair of chopsticks.
What am I? Oh. You take them off his penis and go, now watch what else these can do.
Max, we agreed. He's sucking him off.
And you're over there going,
you guys,
Belarus,
go ahead.
Belarus, Switzerland, Croatia.
Norway. Well,
ooh,
said that one.
I've forgotten the rest.
Fuck off.
Norwegian.
Don't speak with your mouth full.
This guy over here, I could eat 600 grams of pasta, mate. What was that for a skill? Dave, well done for living.
Thank you.
Well done, Dave.
If I had potions, I'd bring you all back.
That's such a lovely way. Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
You suck, Ethan.
Well, Max was actually the one.
Hey,
yeah.
Nice. Cheeky.
Very good. Tom, thanks for playing the final question.
Yes, thank you, Dave. That was a great final question.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Thank you very much for watching and listening. Listeners.
Yep. Or neither.
Or neither.
Well, I'm not thanking them.
Yeah, true, that's true.
I'll be here all day. thank you very much to David Reed.
Yes!
Coming to a CBeebies near you. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Possibly.
One day.
Max Smith.
Yes!
Cheers, guys.
Coming to a CBeebies viewer near you.
Yes!
Shut up.
And Tom Looney.
Looney.
And Ethan James, of course.
James.
Do you want to hear what Ethan James has been up to then? Turn up to the Patreon, because I forgot to ask him.